Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Penguins were close to completing a deal with the Florida Panthers, moving Patrick Hornquist to Florida in exchange for lefty defenseman Mike Matheson. But apparently that trade has hit many snags. As first reported by Kevin Weeks of NHL Network, there's a possible insurance issue. Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet reported that. There's a possible issue with Hornquist's no-trade clauses, I think Dan Kangurski and a couple others were reporting. So the point is here, Colin, we are now in limbo with Hornquist's future in Pittsburgh and whether it's Mike Matheson from the Panthers coming in return. Let's start with this. The part that does make sense in this deal for me is trying to move Hornquist's salary. Over $5 million a year for several more years for a bottom six forward, which is what Hornquist has evolved into in Mike Sullivan's system with the Penguins. I got no problem with the idea of trying to move that cap hit out. But then there are a number of issues after that, that ripple out from what this deal would actually be that make you wonder if it's necessarily A, saving them all that much cap space, and B, not just creating a different personnel logjam at a different position.
Well, the first of which is getting that money off the books, right, to potentially do something else. That's number one. Number two, if I think that maybe overarching everything is you bring Kasperi Kapanen in, so it's an effort to do this, which is get younger and faster. This would be a continuation of that, right? I mean, isn't that the stated goal by the front office here? And if you're looking to get rid of somebody who's 33, you're looking to get rid of somebody who didn't, well, nobody really had much playoff success, but didn't really have much playoff success, and someone who may not fit into what you're trying to do and has become a third line guy, I'm not really seeing the big negative here outside of sentiment.
Well, you're only saving $500,000 on the cap if it is in fact Matheson coming back because of his contract.
But do you become a worse hockey team if you get rid of Patrick Hornquist? Forget the money issue because it's a scratch, right? It's pretty much wash. Do you become a worse hockey team if you get rid of Patrick Hornquist?
At 5-on-5, no. On the power play, yes. Does that make sense? At 5-on-5, you don't become a worse hockey team. In fact, I'd even argue that 5-on-5, you become a bit better by simply opening up a spot on the roster that allows a younger, faster guy, your Sam Lafferty's of the world, to get more ice time.
Okay, but what are they going to do with that power play? What are they going to do across the top of that first power play? Are they just going to maybe infuse Kapanen and go with no real grit on that and go Gensel, Crosby, and Kapanen on that first power play?
If that's the case, then you're going to end up with a power play that looks a whole lot like it did in that brief series against the Canadiens, which is a lot of passing around the perimeter and nobody teeing it up and nobody cleaning it up in front of the net. And they don't have that on this roster right now unless they know something about the personnel that they have available to them right now that we don't. Unless they plan on turning Brian Rust into a net front presence, they don't have that. And I think the power play is a big issue for this team.
Could Tanev do that for you?
Theoretically, I guess. I mean, theoretically, you could put a lot of people in front of the net on a power play, but I think that's the one place where Hornquist still shines, given his contract, given his age, given the beating he's taken, given the fact that, again, 5-on-5, I don't know if he necessarily fits into what Sullivan wants to do anymore. I just don't know if you have the guy that immediately slots in that role in front on the power play.
No, you probably don't. You could even bump Zucker up if you wanted to on that power play. I don't know. I don't have the answers for you in terms of the power
other
play, but I don't know if that's what holds you back.
Well, the other thing that holds me back from this deal in particular is that it creates an even bigger logjam on the left side of your blue line, where you've already brought back Ricola, you got P.O. Joseph in development mode, and you've got Dumoulin and Pettersson ahead of those two guys. So now we're adding Matheson to the mix as well. And I don't know. Look, it could just be one. It could be a deal to set up another deal. We know Jim Rutherford always has a lot of plates spinning. And if that's the case, okay, I got no problem with that. But Matheson, to me, does not do much more for your left side than anyone else you've already got there.
Well, it renders Jack Johnson useless, that's for sure. There's no question there. It leaves him without a job. So that happens. I don't know. You do bring up a good point with development. Are you going to bring in a guy like Matheson and stunt development of other people? That's a very good question, to bring in a third defensive pair guy to play, on that bottom pairing. But what it does is it forces you into probably sets something else up. And then you wonder if the move the other day was a sign and trade move.
Right, yeah. If it's simply setting things up for the next domino to fall into place, okay, I'll reserve judgment. But just looking at it on the face value for this possible trade, Hornquist for Matheson, not that I don't have a problem trying to move out an older guy who doesn't, again, fit Sullivan's 5-on-5 as much anymore for a younger guy who can skate. Matheson can skate, I'll give him that. I don't know, the rest of his game is questionable at times, but he can move foot speed-wise. If it's just that, I don't know if I'm totally on board. You're at the point now, though, if you're Jim Rutherford, Colin, where because this deal leaked out before it was official, before you got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, you basically have to move on from Patrick Hornquist now, I would think.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the psychological impact of this. Because one would think that there has to be, in all the sports, when this happens in baseball, it happens in hockey, when it's that far down the road and it gets out and it becomes made public that you're the guy that they tried to trade, is there a kind of a dead man walking sort of quotient to all of this that you almost have to get the trade done because you feel like an unwanted piece? I think there probably is some of that. You could get over it by being a professional, but that has to linger with you.
Yeah, I think Hornquist, because he's a veteran and he's been around, would handle it better than others. But there is a psychological impact that then spreads out throughout the locker room as well. And people downplayed the idea of chemistry in the room and things like that. But, the Carl Hagelin trade a couple years ago, I think it was a great example of a trade that not only didn't make a ton of sense at the time, but didn't end up helping the temperature in the room either. And I don't think a Hornquist deal would necessarily help the temperature in the room either. Now, maybe it wouldn't have the same kind of impact because it's not an in-season deal and guys would get over it. But I think there is a question about when you've got – and again, moving Hornquist cap hit, for a guy that does not necessarily fit Sullivan's 5-on-5 system anymore, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. It's more about the intangibles of what this guy can provide both on the power play and in the room.
Hagelin. Has Carl Hagelin been great since he left here? I mean, really? Has he? And, if that bothered Patrick Hornquist so much, then maybe they need to get over it a little bit. I don't understand. Look, should it have been Jim Rutherford's method? Probably not. But people also make it out like Carl Hagelin went on to be Wayne Gretzky somewhere, and he didn't. He just didn't.
No, it's not about what Hagelin's been since he's gone out, and he's been a useful piece where he's ended up now. But I think it's more about the fact that it was a deal made to
scored 1 point in these playoffs.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's what he did in these playoffs. He's been a useful piece. it was more about the reason Rutherford traded him, which was merely to send a message. And at the time, maybe it was a team that needed to be awakened a little bit, but it didn't make a ton of sense. And I'm not saying the Hornquist deal is happening for the same reason. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I do think there's a psychological impact on other guys in the room. Now, they're professionals. Should they get over it? Yeah, to a certain extent, you have to. But I think to bring it back to Hornquist specifically, I think he'd be able to separate the fact that he was on the block and was this close to being traded and came back to the team, if that's the way it ended up going. But I also think it's so far down the road now that Rutherford's going to feel like he has to make a move.
Yeah, I just almost feel like it has to be consummated. I don't know. I just can't get past this Carl Hagelin, this praying at Carl Hagelin's altar when he's had two playoff points since he left Pittsburgh.
It's not about praying at Carl Hagelin's altar. It's about the way. It's about the reason the deal was made in the first place.
But don't we always judge deals by what they become?
Yes, and that one was not a good one, both on the face of what each player became for their respective future teams, and also on the face of why it went down. You know.
Well, I mean, we can agree to disagree, but I Carl Hagelin's made out to be like he ended up being great, and he didn't. He scored two playoff points since he left Pittsburgh.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.